For more than three decades, the Portland, Tennessee FFA has had a tradition of having a tractorcade starting at a local restaurant and then it ends at the high school. The tractorcade is a short ride that yields big results, according to FFA instructor Brad Kirkham.
The tractorcade, to my knowledge, from what I've been able to find out, started about 1978. And that was Portland's way of promoting Ag Day and also helping, at that point in time, the Farm Bill and a lot of other things was going on at D.C. And the farmers actually drove their tractors around the Capitol. And this was Portland's way of saying, we are supporting that drive, we are supporting that movement.
FFA member and student Stephen McNeil says the event goes a long way towards promoting FFA and recruiting future members.
The FFA motto does have a lot to do with what we're going to do in terms of reaching people, but I like to see ourselves at the Portland FFA chapter as the core of FFA, committing ourselves to reach everyone in the community, especially the younger folks, because they're going to be the ones who take our places eventually.
Representative William Lamberth with District 44 in the Tennessee General Assembly says it's all about community pride.
Well, it's a great program. It's been going on, obviously, for decades here at Portland High School, and it's something we're very proud of. It's something I participated in when I was a student here, and it's something that our community really revolves around. I mean, we've been a farming community for as long as we've been a community, and quite frankly, it's still part of our life's blood. So to see it still going on today is just, I think, important about what our character is here. It's an important part of it. You know, to be able to see the effect on it, all you have to do is look at these kids' faces. I mean, you can see the beaming smiles on every one of their faces when they're driving these tractors through town. You see folks that are holding their cell phones up, taking pictures and videotaping, and I mean, you know, not only their parents, but I mean, all of us here in this community, we're proud of these kids because these are good, solid citizens. We can see it right now while they're in school, and that's going to continue throughout the rest of their lives because they're grounded right here in the soil of our county. I mean, that's what our farm kids are about. I mean, you know, not only do these tractors work the ground, but they do, and they'll tell you about it. They'll tell you exactly what they have planned for their next crop. They'll tell you what their next project is. They'll tell you what the next tractor they want to buy is because every single one of them wants the biggest tractor out there. So, I mean, it's something that all of us are proud of. We're proud of these kids, and these kids are proud to be part of this community.
Needless to say, the year's Tractorcade left a lasting impression on students as well as instructors.
I loved it. It was amazing. I've never done something like this before, and it just makes you feel so good about yourself. It makes you feel like you're doing something right, you know, and I can't really explain it because it's a wonderful feeling. I think everybody should be able to do this.
I was really impressed with the number of people that stopped in honor of that procession to let those guys by. You know, their lane was clear, but they stopped traffic in the other lane, and they stopped and they waited till all these guys went past them. That's pretty awesome. You know, and again, that tells my students, hey, we're doing something important here. What we're doing counts.